Welcome to the Own Your Choices, Own Your Life podcast. I know you are here wanting to change and rewrite your story. You are desiring to step into the impact that you know you are here to create. I am here to guide you with the proven tools and strategies used by myself and our speakers to support you in taking radical responsibility in your life and learning how to own your choices to change your story. My name is Marcia Van Weinsberg. I am a storytelling business coach, master NLP trainer, speaker, podcaster, and 7 times published author. My clients have found freedom and purpose from overcoming their shame stories and learning how to share them with the world. I am so grateful you are here. Let's get started. Your superpowers. What if I told you that your superpowers are so close? Like they're so close. They're way closer than you think. So what's a superpower? This is something that people come to you for. People ask you about. They ask for your opinion. They come to you because you're known for it. It's what people recommend you for. It's what people refer you for. And this is something that you can do probably so easily that you overlook it. You don't even see the importance of the power of it and you overlook it. You think it's not really that big of a deal. Like everybody can do that. Or it's like, it's not that hard. Or I don't want to draw the attention back to me because that seems silly, right? We can all do this. The answer is no. It's no. We all have very different superpowers. We have things that we're good at. A lot of us are good at things. And then we have things that we are great at. And that's okay to be great at something. I can hear so many women right now going like, ew, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to stand out. All right. Well, do you like helping people? Because your superpowers help people in ways that other people can't. And that's really what it comes down to. And what if I told you that they're actually so close to you? They're so close. They're so close to being used. You just have to get through a couple little pieces in order to see them, like recognize them and allow yourself to use them. So I want you to think about, if you heard the first few questions I ask, what do people come to you for? What do they ask you for help and support with? And you maybe minimize it, like maybe you've spent your life minimizing it, or other people have minimized it because maybe you were just too much of something. I have a little story about this that I want to share in a bit. But maybe you have been minimized in this area for being too much, take up too much space, too loud, whatever that is, and you've downplayed it. You've spent your life downplaying your superpower. And so you're not letting it shine. So this superpower, which I also call a gift, the superpower is like, what is the strength that you have used that has carried you through so many different situations in your life? Something that gives you energy, something that lights you up, something that is actually like, not only does it light you up, but when you embody that and light yourself up and use it, it's like a spotlight, not on you, but through you, that now gives others permission to do the same. Your superpower can literally be your personal brand. It's what you can be known for, but it gives you energy and other people can't help but notice it. They just can't help but see it and notice it. And this is what happens, is that you have this beautiful gift that is almost always untapped. So few people actually get into using their superpower. And I think it's so close to them that they don't see it. They're so close. It's so accessible that you can't see what's stopping you from doing that. What's stopping you is the belief that you have about it, the belief that you have about the superpower, the belief that you are thinking, that's too much. I can't be that much of something. I don't want to put myself out into be seen in that way. And you don't have to, but you might be the person who is like, oh, I wish I could do more. So let me give an example. I had a client recently that I was speaking with who has this dream of the clients that she wants to support. And it's this is such a beautiful example. She was going through, and I'm like, tell me about them. What are they walking through? What are they feeling? What's it like? Because I like to get people into the emotions, what they're experiencing, what they're feeling. And as she's breaking it down and going through the pieces, she's like, oh, I just want to do this. You could see she was getting excited when she's talking quickly. That's your subconscious mind. There's no limitation there. This is like what's available. And as she's doing it, and I said, I'm kind of smiling because I looked at her and I was like, that's beautiful. Like you could see that it meant something very important and special to her. Why are you not doing that now? She's like, well, I'm not ready and I'm not qualified and I can't do that yet. And I said, can you tell me the parallels of what you walk through in your own story to the people that you want to help? And the light bulb just went on and she was like, oh my gosh, that's like my past version of myself. And I said, yeah, it is. We are most qualified to help the person that we once were. Now, let me just clarify something for a second. You know, I run a coaching certification. It's called Outspoken. I believe in being qualified and certified when we are working and helping people, especially when it comes to working through difficult stories, situations, and trauma. I really, really do. I think it's very important. And I think that your story qualifies you, as well as when you learn the tools that you can use to support clients. I think that's very important, especially when you're dealing with stories like this. But as I started to share it with her, she was like, oh my gosh, this is like, that's who I was. I'm like, right. And we also have this belief that I have to be all the way through my story to the other end in order to be able to help somebody. And a lot of the recent research shows that you really only need to be about 10% ahead of where a client is to be able to help guide them through and support them through a situation. So you don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all done and dialed in perfect. Like that's a story that you're using to continue to sabotage yourself from not moving. Oh, ouch. I love you. But that is a story you're telling yourself to stop yourself from starting. So please don't do that. Please don't do that. And I want to give you the visual in the sense that your superpowers, if you can think of the iceberg, right? We all know the story of the iceberg, that we see the iceberg up top. And it's like, oh, that's big. I can see that. Yet below the water is like, you know, 100 times size of probably more than that of the iceberg than what we see. Your superpowers are in that iceberg under the water is why I'm saying that. They're under the water. You can't see them. They're there. You know it's there, but you can't see them. And what's stopping you from seeing them is those good old limiting beliefs and the stories and the decisions that you're telling yourself as to why you can't. The stories as to why I'm not ready yet. I don't know how to. I'm not good enough yet. Whatever. All the limiting beliefs that you might have that are blocking you from getting started. Not only are they blocking you from starting, they're actually blocking you from stepping into your superpowers, from actually using and embodying your superpowers. They're blocking you. So those limiting beliefs that are blocking you, they are interconnected with your superpowers. I think they go together. And this is why I think they go together. Okay, still with me? I think they go together because it's actually based on the Marianne Williamson quote, it's not our darkness that scares us, it's our light. It's what we are capable of doing. It's what we are able to do. And to live out our full potential and our full light is actually scary because we have this story of like, that's amazing, but could I do it? Could I hold it? Could I actually? I don't know if I could. In order to do that requires learning how to expand what you see as possible so that you can hold on to that, so that you can expand and be that light, that level of service for others. So the reason those limiting beliefs sit there is because, let me give you a picture. Here comes the story. Years ago, when I was a little girl, I was constantly told too much, too loud, too bossy. Speaks way too much, way too much. My grandmother, I loved her to pieces. This is not anything, she's long passed, but I remember her saying that my sister was allowed to come to visit, but I was not because I was way too much. I was just too much. And it was like, how do you take that in when you're younger? And I remember being told, you're too much. You talk too much. You're inquisitive. You're doing these things. You have to stop being so much. And I'm like, so picture is a little, you know, 6 and 7 years old going, I have to stop being so much. What does that mean? Eventually, you start to like put that armor up, that shield up of like, why I'm not enough for this. There's something wrong with who I am. And we block out those parts of ourselves because they're all based on old subconscious repatterning or patterning and beliefs that we have. So I laugh when I say this because I fought this for so long of like using my voice, not using my voice. And then there was a long period of time where I didn't use it because of everything we were walking through. And now I use it. And I laugh because all of my coaching and platform and everything that I'm doing is called outspoken. I've been outspoken my entire life, but I didn't own it and own that space of it because it felt like it was too much. Maybe it was taking up too much space. It was just being too much. Those limiting beliefs had to go. Do they still show up? Yeah, they still show up. But I see them now. And I see that there is a different reason of how to stay anchored in where we're going and what we're doing. And I want to share that, you know, recently I had somebody that I know well reached out to me and asked if we could look at doing some coaching and support. And sometimes it's people I don't know and sometimes it's people I know. And after having a long conversation, I understand, I knew she always had a story. I didn't know what it was. She felt comfortable and safe to come to me to talk about it because she knew I wasn't going to judge her and she wanted help to navigate it. And it's one of those stories where you're looking at it going like, I'm telling you right now, everybody's walking through something. Every single person is walking through something. The more we can take that approach to things, I just believe the more space we will create for others, the more safe space we will create for others. And so her and I had a beautiful conversation. And, you know, in this space, I just sat there and I came home and Brad and I were talking about it. And I said, you know, what does legacy mean? And I'm just, this isn't about me. I just want to share how important this is to me. Are we all building businesses? Are we all doing things? Yes. Are we all doing incredible, like having the potential to build incredible things? Yes. We are publishing books now. We're helping people write stories. We're like putting coaches out into the world. Like it's incredible. And I'm grateful for all of it. And if this work allows someone to be able to speak up, to share a story that they have held onto with so much shame for their entire lives, and it frees them from being tied to that story, which allows them to step into their gifts, their superpowers of what they're doing, and they feel supported and feel that freedom to do so, I will be forever grateful. I will be forever grateful. And you know why? Because I know what it was like to be alone. I know what it was like to feel alone. And none of us are alone. I promise you, none of us are. Everyone you meet is walking through a battle you don't know and you don't see. Every single person you meet is walking through something. So if this work allows people to feel more seen, more heard, and validated so that they can use their voice and share a story and maybe help somebody else out, that means it's all worth it. So I own and embody the piece about being outspoken now because it's like something that I hid for so long. And I actually think it's a superpower. Because of being outspoken, I'm going to say this. I'm watching this in our container right now, and I still am working on how to put it into words. What we're watching with the coaching certification, the changes, especially in everyone, especially there's two people right now. In particular, that the changes that they have come through in the last 2 months is unrecognizable. It's unrecognizable. It really is what I've seen. And that is the beauty of this work. So holding this container and helping people to feel safe is something I'm very grateful that I get to do. And it's something that I love being able to do because I know what it's like to feel alone. And as long as I'm going, I do not want people to feel alone as they're walking through their challenges. That's a superpower for me. And I own that. I'm working on always like being and truly owning it. But in doing this work, I want to share this with you because you have one that is going to impact somebody. You have a superpower that's going to help somebody else. And you have a limiting belief that is blocking you from using it. And it's very possible to change that story. You can do it at any time. I promise you, you can. You want to learn how to do it? All kinds of tools available for you. Outspoken waitlist is open right now. The next cohort, the doors open on May 1st. There is an outspoken open house, much like I did in January. It's a 4-hour open house. We had 75 people sign up. We had 30 people on it the whole time. It was an incredible experience. This theme is all about your limiting beliefs and your superpowers and how they go together, and really getting to the root of what your strength is. So if you want to join that open house, the link is in the show notes. It's free. It's free. Okay. It's free. And that is available, and it's the end of April, near the end of April. So I don't have the date right here, but it's the end of April, and the link will be in the show notes, or shoot me a DM on Instagram, or join the Bespoke audio program. So there's a lot of ways that I can support you, that we can support you with this work. But it really comes down to, I want you to know, if you're like, I'm not there yet, great, not a big deal at all. Keep tuning to the podcast. This is the content that I'm here to share to help you to change you the way you think. Like, take that diamond, because you're the diamond, right? Take the diamond, turn it just a couple degrees so that you can maybe see with the reflection now what you're capable of, because it's right there. How funny is that? I used a diamond when I'm talking about icebergs. Interesting. I'm just... Thanks for staying with me as I talk to myself. Turn that diamond a little bit, see what you're capable of. I am sending you so, so much love, and I hope to be able to see you at the open house. Have an incredible day. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Own Your Choices, Own Your Life. If you love this episode, I invite you to tag me on social media with your takeaways or share it with a friend. Please, if you feel called, take 30 seconds to leave a 5-star review, and I will be forever grateful. Until next time, remember, when you own your choices, you truly own your life.